This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Let's step back from this immigration crisis, children being separated from their parents, hysteria, for just a moment and realize that the way the media operates is to gin up mass hysteria on a new topic each week or every 2 weeks. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, it was Stormy Daniels. And before that, there was another hoax crisis. They whip up a crisis. And this separating of children from parents under certain limited legal proceedings, such as when they claim, you know, asylum, for example, or when the parents might be criminals, this has been going on for about a decade, by the way. Well, actually, even longer if you really encompass other scenarios. This has been going on for a very long time, and this happened under Obama, but the media ignored it under Obama. You see, the media is really a hoax factory, but it does this by shifting attention from one manufactured crisis to another. This is all about controlling your attention. And this is a trick that's used by stage magicians. Stage magicians are really experts in distraction. They distract you to look at their left hand while they're stuffing a rabbit into the hat with their right hand. That's what stage magic is really all about. And this is what the media is doing constantly. They're shifting your attention to whatever crisis they want you to focus on right now, while ignoring the far bigger news that's happening today, which, by the way, is the hearings of the Inspector General Horowitz in Congress. That's been happening. Peter Strzok being escorted out of the FBI. James Comey under potentially criminal investigation now. You don't hear a word of that reported in the media. Or FBI agents caught taking bribes from journalists. You don't hear a word of that. That's not reported at all. Why? Because their news has now broken down into just screaming children. And they have pictures of children in cages. Actually, they're just chain link dividers, you know, in centers that are, you know, temporary holding centers while they're processing their parents. But look, the media sets the agenda by creating mass hysteria. And they always use children to push their agenda, whether it's gun control or vaccines. Remember, it was the children in California during the Disneyland measles outbreak. Remember how that whole situation was contrived and how the media jumped on that, and the media never reports any negative side effects of vaccines, even though millions of children are harmed all around the world due to toxic effects of vaccines. But the media doesn't report that. Notice, too, that the media doesn't report the medical kidnapping of children in America, which, of course, separates parents from their children because the state shows up and essentially at gunpoint decides, oh, your child should have chemotherapy against your wishes, or your child should be vaccinated against your wishes. And they kidnap the children. This isn't reported by the media at all. So I guess medical kidnapping is okay with the media in America, but you can't have holding centers while families are processed at the border when they're trying to enter the country illegally. This is how insane the whole situation has become. And don't forget either, some basic facts, about 80% of the children that come to the border were sent here by their parents, and they arrive alone without their parents. Their parents send them to America hoping that they can get in to send money back home, using Western Union. And this is what they do. Illegals come to America, and then they get a job. Let's say they do landscaping or they do agricultural work, and then they wire money back home because the amount of money they can earn in America, even as an illegal undocumented worker, is still very high compared to, you know, what their families might earn back home. There's a tidal wave of money being wired every day from the United States to Mexico and Central American and South American countries for that very reason. So parents actually send their children to America. And this isn't reported by the media either. Parents actually, they kick their child out of the house. They're like, risk your life, go to the border, get a job, and send me money. I mean, this is what parents do in Central and South America and Mexico. And yet the media doesn't report any of that. You see, this is all about shifting your attention to the crying babies, and you're supposed to cry, and Rachel Maddow cries on cue, it's so terrible. And then the media, CNN, has just now become the crying baby network all the time, just crying babies. This is all the entire argument of the left for immigration and gun control and everything. Their entire argument is now just, that's it. That's their argument. There's no rationality. There's nothing about policies. I mean, if you take a leftist who hates Trump and is crying their tears out about these children and you ask them, well, what should be done instead? They don't have an answer. You say, well, what should be done? What should be done to these, you know, with these families? And they don't have an answer. Oh, should you maybe just reject the entire family at the border? That way you're not separating them. Send them back home as a family. Oh, and they say, no, you can't do that. Oh, well, you do know they're breaking the law. They're trying to enter the country illegally, by the way. And they say, well, you should let them in anyway. You have to have compassion. Well, wait a minute. What about all the legal immigrants? Like my wife, we went through the legal process of immigration. My wife is an immigrant, a U.S. citizen now for over 20 years, but she was born in Taiwan. And we went through the legal process. We didn't just march across the border and demand voting rights and demand a driver's license in California and demand welfare benefits, but this is what so many illegals do. They don't want to follow the rules. And you see, this is a common thread with leftists. They don't think that their people should have to follow any rules. In fact, they don't think that the rules should apply to leftists at all or to these illegals. They think illegals should be able to just walk across the border. I mean, they scream for open borders. They just want a flood of illegals to march into America and take over California, take over Texas, take over the country, and then just vote for Democrats. This is really the Democrat recruitment effort. It's called illegal immigration and open borders. It's all about recruiting Democrats to win elections while destroying your country. By the way, if you want to know what all these illegals would do to America, by the way, look at what they did to their own home countries. Look at Mexico. It is a hole. It is a collapsing hole. You want California to become Mexico? Yeah, just welcome more illegal aliens in and they'll turn it into Mexico. They're doing it already. It's halfway there. I mean, look at the places. I've lived in South America, by the way, so I know exactly what I'm talking about. I've toured through Central America. You know, I've been to these countries. I was a resident of Ecuador. I had a driver's license that you can only get by passing the tests in Espanol. And I mean, I had residency, driver's license, I own a property there, the whole shebang. And I know that area. I know what people are like. I know that there are good people and bad people in every country, but I also know that a significant portion of the people that leave these countries to try to come into the United States are involved in criminal behavior. They're fleeing their home countries because they're wanted by law enforcement, or they're engaged in drug trafficking or human trafficking. And many of them, again, not all, maybe not even most, but many of them come to the United States because they want to commit crimes in America. They think that America is a place where they will have legal immunity, and they're right, because all they got to do is go to a sanctuary city like San Francisco or Austin, Texas now, which calls itself a freedom city. It's even more than sanctuary. They just refuse to enforce any laws against illegals now at this point. It's insane. But illegals know they can go to cities that are sanctuary cities, and they can commit rape and murder, and they can rob people, and they can sell drugs, and they can traffic. They can actually kidnap people and engage in human trafficking and sex slave trafficking, and they will not be prosecuted, or if they are prosecuted, they will be set free by juries. Remember, there was an illegal alien that shot a person and killed a person in San Francisco, killed an American citizen, got off scot-free. Why? Because the jury wants to offer protection to the illegals, because this is what the left keeps demanding of everyone. So the left has now broken down into a lawless cult, a lawless, deranged cult that demands absolute legal immunity for all illegals. No standing in line at the border, no filling out forms, no going through the process of immigration. Just open borders, everybody flood in, just march in, all of you. Anybody who wants to vote in America's elections, even if you're not American, screw it, just come on in, walk into California, get a driver's license, vote, elect California senators and Congress people. And this is the message. And then they turn around and they blame Trump for enforcing the laws that are on the books. It's like, you're so mean. You're enforcing the laws that were passed by Congress. It's insane. Look, again, you can't reason with leftists. They are mentally ill. It's like there's a zombie infection that's spreading from person to person. They're insane. They're hysterical. They screamed at the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, I believe, the other night at a restaurant in Virginia, I think it was. They are deranged. These leftists are totally deranged. They're lunatics. They belong in mental asylums, frankly, or maybe we should push them back across the border and strip them of their U.S. citizenship. I think that would be a great idea, that anybody who hates the Constitution, who hates America, and who doesn't believe in protecting your borders, maybe we should strip you of your citizenship and just push you out of the country since you hate everything America stands for. Why don't you just freaking leave? You see, I mean, I say that in jest, of course. It's not a serious recommendation, but it's the kind of thing that would be justified. It's like, take all these people that hate America, just send them to freaking North Korea. Send them to Cuba. Why don't you go live in the Middle East for a month and find out what it's like to live in a country that isn't free? Move to Saudi Arabia for a month and find out what tyranny actually looks like. But again, they have no logic, no reason. They can't argue anything. They can't debate. Again, their entire debate just comes down to, that's it. Just screaming and crying and accusing and just mass hysteria. That's the left today. The people are totally insane. Absolutely insane. Now, in terms of solutions, what should we, you might ask me, what do I think we should do? I think we should build a wall and stop these people from coming in. That's what we should do. Just stop them from coming in. Except through the legal process. If you want to immigrate to America, we welcome immigrants. My wife's an immigrant, but you should apply. You should have a background check to make sure you're not a criminal. I mean, isn't it amazing that leftists, they want background checks for people to buy guns, you know, at gun shows and even private gun sales, but they don't want background checks for new people to come in who will have the right to vote in places like California? They don't want background checks because a lot of them are criminals. A lot of them are kidnappers and murderers and rapists. That's the truth. And they're wanted in their own home countries. That's why they're fleeing their home countries. In essence, countries like, you know, Colombia and Bolivia and Peru and Ecuador and many others are sending us their criminal element. And that's who we're welcoming in as new Democrat voters in California. And the left loves it. And they say to those criminals, hey, if you make it to America and you can make it to a city like San Francisco, we won't even prosecute you for murder. That's the left. That's Democrats. How insane is that? And yet they say Trump is cruel. Well, what about you people excusing the murderers and the criminal felons who are coming in and committing crimes against American citizens? What about all the dead American people who have been murdered by illegals and MS-13 gang members and the violent criminals who are waltzing across the border because we don't have a wall? So I say the answer is build a wall and just keep all these people out unless they apply through the proper channels and have a background check and then get approved, and then they can come in like a normal immigrant. But this idea that everybody should just be able to walk across the border, no matter who they are, no matter what their criminal history, or that parents should just send their children on a dangerous quest to penetrate the U.S. border so those children can send money back home, that's insane. And by not having a wall, we are encouraging more children being kidnapped and raped by Mexican drug cartels. Do you realize that most of the females, the young women that eventually make it to the border, are raped or sold into sex slavery? Do you realize? You ever wonder why there's almost no girls in all those pictures of the detention centers, the holding centers? There's no women in those pictures. You ever wonder why there's no young girls there? Because they're all raped and murdered and sold off as sex slaves by the Mexican drug cartels before they even get to the border. Just a little wake-up call for all of you to know the truth about what's actually happening out there. I'm telling you, the cruelty is in not having a wall. The cruelty is in encouraging these people to try to come to America and cross the border illegally. That's cruel. The most humanitarian thing would be to build a wall and send a message, there will be no more illegal immigrants here. You go through the process, you fill out a form, you do it the right way, you do it the legal way, and then we will consider your application. That would be the humane thing to do. But of course, Democrats don't want that because they are trying to flood and occupy and overthrow the country. And they're trying to do it so they can win elections, even if they destroy the country in the process. That's Democrats. And that's why we have to defeat Democrats at every election. If you love America, if you want to save your country, if you want to have a community, if you want your house and your state and your business to continue to exist, or even your family to live in safety, you need to defeat Democrats at every election, at every opportunity. And read my website, newstarget.com. I'm also launching Reel.video in July, so I encourage you to contribute your videos to that channel, Reel.video. Check it out. Check it out. Post your videos there. You're going to love it. It's free. It's like YouTube, but without the censorship that YouTube applies to, you know, conservative, libertarian, and pro-America people. So check it out, Reel.video. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.